Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. Hey, it's Monday, August 10th. You may have heard me say this on the show before, but I love everything about electric vehicles, and I really think that the technology is heading in the right direction. I've had an electric bike for a year. I sold it when I was in Atlanta because I was moving, and then once I got to California, I almost immediately bought an electric scooter. My good friend Todd just bought an electric bike too. I think what we're learning with electric vehicles is it saves you a lot of time in traffic because you can bypass everything, but it also saves you money because, as we just talked about, gas is really expensive. But when electric vehicles first came out, they were really focused around being good for the environment. So a conversation I keep having with people is whether electric cars are, one, actually cheaper, and two, if they're better for the environment when you look at the full picture. So I spent some time this week running through the numbers, and let's get into it. So let's start with the money question. The fuel cost comparison between electric and gas is pretty clear, and it favors electric by a wide margin. If you charge your electric vehicle at home, which is where most EV owners do most of their charging, the cost comes to roughly 3 to 5 cents per mile. A gas car getting the national average of 26 miles per gallon costs about 12 cents per mile at current gas prices. So on fuel alone, an EV is roughly 2 to 4 times cheaper to drive per mile. And that adds up. The average American drives about 11,000 miles per year, which means roughly $550 in electricity for an EV versus $1,300 or more in gasoline for a comparable gas car. Over 5 years, that's a difference of $3,000 to $4,000 just on fuel. And by the way, with my electric scooter, I think it costs like 12 cents to charge the thing full, and it gets me like, I think, 50 miles. So I'm not going to cover scooters and bikes because those are just a win. If you want an electric vehicle in that sense, like a scooter or a bike, just go get one. But let's talk about the maintenance cost for a second on the electric vehicle versus a gas car, because maintenance widens the gap much further. EVs have fewer moving parts than gas cars, which means fewer things that break. No oil changes, no transmission fluid, no spark plugs, and you have to think about regenerative braking in electric cars, which is actually where the electric motor slows the car and recaptures energy. So this means that brake pads on EVs last even longer. Annual maintenance on an electric vehicle averages somewhere between $150 and $400 versus $900 to $1,800 for a comparable gas car, which can add up to $4,500 to $9,000 in savings over 5 years. But the purchase price is where it gets more complicated, because EVs still cost more upfront than an equivalent gas car in most segments, and the federal $7,500 tax credit expired in September of 2025, which means buyers in 2026 are paying full sticker price unless their state offers its own incentives. So when you factor in the higher purchase price and faster depreciation that many EVs experience in their first few years, the total cost of ownership usually breaks even somewhere between 3 and 7 years, depending on how much you drive, where you live, and whether you can charge at home. If you charge a car at home on a regular outlet or a level 2 charger, the cost case is very strong. But if you're relying on public charging, usually a Tesla supercharger, which is about 39 cents per kilowatt hour versus 14 cents at home, the fuel savings shrink considerably and the math gets a lot tighter. But now let's get to the question I've been thinking on, which is the planet question. The environmental story follows a very similar pattern. EVs are better, but how much better depends on factors that most people don't think about when they see the quote-unquote zero emissions badge on the back of a Tesla. Yes, an EV produces zero emissions from the tailpipe. This is true and it's meaningful for local air quality, but the electricity that charges the car has to come from somewhere, right? And in most of the United States, that somewhere is a power grid that still partly runs on natural gas and coal. At the national average grid emission factor, an EV produces about 80 to 100 grams of CO2 per mile compared to 350 to 450 grams for a gas car. That is a significant reduction, roughly 60 to 75% less carbon per mile. And in states with cleaner grids like California, Washington, or New York, the gap is even larger. But in states that still heavily rely on coal, like West Virginia, for example, the emissions reduction is smaller because the electricity powering the car is dirtier. Does that make sense? And then there's the battery. Manufacturing a lithium-ion battery pack for an EV produces significantly more carbon than manufacturing a conventional gas engine, primarily because of the energy-intensive mining and process of lithium, cobalt, nickel, and the other materials needed for the battery. Lithium extraction uses roughly 500,000 gallons of water per ton of lithium produced, 500,000 gallons of water. That is crazy. Another material needed is cobalt. Much of the world's cobalt comes from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, under labor conditions that have been widely documented as exploitative. The carbon generated during battery production creates what researchers call a carbon debt that takes roughly 1 to 3 years of driving to offset through the lower per mile emissions. After the break-even point, the EV is producing less carbon over its lifetime than a gas car in almost every scenario. But in those first year or two of driving, it's essentially paying back the environmental costs of building the battery. So over its full lifetime, yeah, I think an EV is better for the environment than a gas car. In the vast majority of cases, that is. And I think that the gap will keep widening as electrical grids get cleaner. But it's not a zero-impact thing. I mean, the mining has real environmental costs, and the quote-unquote, how green is your EV question is inseparable from the quote-unquote, how green is your electrical grid question. Someone driving a Tesla charged by solar panels in California has a dramatically different carbon footprint than someone driving the same car charged by a coal plant in Kentucky, even though both cars have the same zero emissions badge. I mentioned it a bit already, but I want to talk about home charging for a second, because I've been interested in electric vehicles, like buying one personally. But the problem is that I'm doing Airbnbs in San Francisco, so I don't necessarily know where I'm going to live, and I might not have a place to charge it. Because the single biggest factor in whether an EV saves money and reduces your environmental impact is actually not the car itself, but it's whether you have a place to plug it in at home. Home charging at off-peak electricity rates is what makes the fuel cost math work overwhelmingly in the EV's favor. Public charging, as we talked about, especially fast charging, costs 2 to 3 times more per kilowatt hour and can actually bring the per mile cost close to what you'd pay for gas at an efficient car. If you live in a house with a garage and can install a level 2 charger, you wake up every morning with a full tank of gas, and your fuel cost is a fraction of what a gas owner pays. If you live in an apartment without dedicated parking, you're dependent on public charging infrastructure that's much more expensive, less convenient, and not always available when you need it. Again, that's been the big decision factor for me of why I haven't purchased one. This creates an access gap that mirrors what we talked about in other episodes. The people who benefit most from EVs are homeowners with garages and the income to absorb the higher purchase price. And they're the ones who save the most on fuel and maintenance. The people who could benefit the most from lower fuel, lower income drivers spending a larger share of their income on gas, well, they're probably less likely to own homes with garages and less able to afford the upfront cost, even if the long-term savings are real. You might be thinking, Nishant, they could just get a place in a lower cost area. Like, if you don't live in the city, it's probably cheaper to find a place. I did the research on it, and roughly 21 to 30% of lower income people have access to a garage. So still, it's less than half. Okay, let's close this episode out. Because Todd is happy with his electric bike, I'm happy with my scooter, and as I think about getting a car, electric is something that I'm definitely considering. Because electric is cheaper to operate, and it's better for the planet over the life of the vehicle. If you want to save money by getting an EV, though, it's very important that you have a place to charge it at home. If you're someone like me who is doing Airbnbs or still trying to figure out where they want to live long term, it might not be the best bet. But I really do believe that electrical cost, even for charging at a supercharger, will continue to go down. I think for me personally, the problem that I would like to see solved is more chargers around the city, because my biggest fear is driving somewhere and then not having anywhere to charge the car. That's almost happened to me before when I was driving a friend's vehicle. So I think the verdict is still out. For now, I'll probably stick with gas vehicles, but we'll see what happens. If you have an electric vehicle or you have thoughts on it, send me a message. I'm always curious to hear from our listeners. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.